I'm Laura Winters. Millions of Americans on the road right now ahead of Thanksgiving on Thursday, but first this Sunday, the latest from the Middle East. President Biden rejecting a call for a ceasefire, and instead he's advocating for a two-state solution between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Biden writing an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, moving deeper into Gaza in its mission to take out Hamas terrorists and their command centers. Meanwhile, thousands of Israeli protesters in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem demanding the Israeli government do more to free the hostages snatched at gunpoint on October 7th during the slaughter of 1,200 Jewish people at a music festival and at multiple kibbutzes. The relatives frustrated, no deal has been reached to date. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will meet with the families on Monday. To politics now, Donald Trump back in Iowa speaking to a crowd in Fort Dodge, 8 weeks until the Iowa Republican caucuses on January 15th.
We're going to win the Iowa caucuses. We're going to crush crooked Joe Biden next November, and we're going to very simply make America great again.
Trump attacking President Biden and his record on foreign policy, calling him a stupid person and someone who can't get off the stage. And Trump criticizing Nikki Haley, who's running for president, saying that she's not up to the job. After the speech, Trump walking through the crowd, signing hats. Ron DeSantis, also in Iowa, saying he'd consider January 6th pardons if he's elected president. Thanksgiving travel could be rough as rain, snow, and fog expected in some states. Rain out in the north. Northwest, then a storm system brewing in the south. It will head toward the northeast. The good news, though, dry weather expected across most of the country on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
More now on our top story, Israel's ongoing war on Hamas terrorists in the Middle East. USA's Skip Kelly reports.
Fuel tankers entered Gaza via the Rafah crossing on Friday following Israel's war cabinet approval of two daily deliveries to address the water and sewage crisis in the enclave. The decision triggered immediate backlash in Israel, leading government ministers to convene on Saturday for further discussions on the matter. Israel's military has announced its intention to advance anywhere Hamas is found, raising concerns about a potential offensive in southern Gaza.
That's USA's Skip Kelly reporting. TikTok back in the headlines this morning after users circulating that letter from top al-Qaeda terrorist Osama bin Laden. USA's John Schaefer on the story.
There are renewed calls for a TikTok ban after influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynette Atkins told thousands of her followers to read a letter from Osama bin Laden, and her video got more than 800,000 views. Florida Senator Rick Scott among those calling for a ban of the social media platform.
TikTok is toxic to our kids. You can look at all the articles. Look at what they teach our kids versus what they teach kids in China. It's a toxic company.
Scott speaking on Fox Business, the Bin Laden letter was written after the 9/11 attacks. TikTok said on Thursday that videos promoting that letter violate its rules. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.